I hope you feel the warmth and love coming from your angels with the messages they're bringing to you in this episode.
And I never saw, like, I don't remember seeing them fall behind. It was just like, it was telling me that that's where it was. So it was really quick, but yeah, I just knew I had to call my aunt. And as I said, I felt terrible about waking her up at 11:30 at night at this point. She was very gracious.
Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Feel a massive waterfall of unconditional love surrounding you in all directions and filling you. That's your angels making their presence known. Your angels want you to ask for what you want and for their help, and know you are always held. Friends, if you need help holding oneness energy, the highest vibration that is, I'm hosting a 3-week live oneness course starting March 1st. Register today at theangelmedium.com/shop. Or if you're ready to develop your gifts of mediumship, bringing through angel messages and energy healing all at once, sign up for my Angel Reiki School today at theangelmedium.com. Now, know that whatever resonates with you in today's episode is a message just for you from your angels. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Angels and Awakening podcast. I'm your host and author, Julie Jancis. Friends, I'm here today with Emily, who has 4 beautiful angel stories to share with us. Emily, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Julie. I'm excited to be here.
Yay! I'm excited you're here. Tell everybody, where are you at in the world?
So I'm in Canada at the moment, in Halifax, but I'm originally from Brisbane, Australia.
Amazing. I love that accent. It's so gorgeous. I'm going to have you take it away and share your first story.
Okay. All right. So my first story comes from, I guess, 2016. I was living in Canada at that point. And basically my mom, she was really, really sick. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015. And in 2016, she was getting really sick. This was the end of September, October. And my family members, you know, were saying that I, you know, had to come back because they were worried about how much time she had left. So I'm a teacher. So I was trying to figure out the best time to come after speaking to the doctors and my family members. And we kind of thought that I would go like in the middle of October. So I organized a substitute for the class. I got it approved by the principal, all of those things. And so that night after I had done that, I went home. And I went on, I don't know if it was Expedia or something, and to book my trip back to Australia. And I had everything in the cart. And when I was just about to press the pay now button, I had this little voice in my head saying, you've got to go a week before. So I did. I changed the date on there. And then the next day at school, I went into the principal and said, I'm actually going to be leaving. You know, this was in a few days' time. I'm going to be leaving in a few days' time. We organized everything. And I'm so glad that I did, Julie, because I left Canada on the Tuesday. I arrived in Australia on the Thursday. And then she ended up passing away on that Monday. So if I had waited the following week, I would have left the following Tuesday and it would have been too late. So I was just, you know, I was just really grateful that I got there in time and I was able to be there with her, you know, during that time. So it was, you know, very, very heartbreaking, but I'm very grateful that I was able to get there in time. And if I hadn't have heard that little voice, I would have been too late.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So yeah. So that's my first story. And then I guess my second story sort of ties into that a little bit. We ended up moving back to Australia in 2017 just to be with my family. And because of everything that had happened, we wanted to, you know, spend some time with I've got 3 sisters and my dad and, you know, my relatives. So at that point, I'd been living in Canada for 11 years. And so I was eligible for citizenship, but I never, it was one of those things I just kept putting off. I never got around to doing it. So when I knew I was moving back to Australia, I thought, I've really got to do this in case we ever end up coming back and everything. So what I did is we were in Australia. I got the letter saying I had to fly back to Canada to do the citizenship test. And the night before I was leaving, this was probably about 11 o'clock at night, I could not find my passport anywhere. And it was very stressful. It was a very stressful time. I could not find my passport. And we had been house sitting at that point, and we had been living in three different houses. So it really could have been in any of these homes. And I was going through everything, trying to remember. And in the end, I just said, Mom, you've got to tell me where this passport is, because I need to get on that plane tomorrow. Like, I can't, this is not something you can miss. Like, I could not miss getting back in time for that test. So anyway, after I asked her, I just had this little thought in my mind about where it was. And I think it was more of a vision. When we had first moved to Australia, I was living at my aunt and uncle's place because they had gone away for a bit. So we were house sitting there. And I had this vision of their bookcase on top of a pile of papers, and the passport was on top of that. So this was 11 o'clock at night, maybe even a little later at this point. So I said to my husband, I said, I think it's at my aunt and uncle's house. And it was late at night. So anyway, I felt terrible, but I did call them. I apologized profusely to my aunt, who I woke up. Said, Auntie Helen, I'm really, really sorry, but is there any chance you could go and look behind the one of the bookshelves in the living room? And I told her exactly which one it was. And so she did. She got out of bed. She was lovely. She's a lovely lady. She did. She looked behind the bookcase and she's like, yep, your passport's here. So so we drove over at nearly midnight to pick it up. And yeah, I was able to get on the flight the next day to fly back to Canada to do the citizenship test. So yeah, that was pretty amazing. I was pretty happy that I was able to do that.
Well, explain to everybody too, you know, those moments when our third eye activates, we see that vision through our imagination.
Yeah.
It's just a little flicker. I mean, it's how I get daydreams of like, okay, well, I could write a book about this, or I could go do this. Or, you know, a flicker will come in and be like, as we're recording this new Bob Marley One Love movie is just coming out. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I want to see that. And, you know, it's been flickering into my consciousness. How did that work for you when you saw that passport sitting on the papers?
Yes. So I saw, like, it was probably like in the right hand, I guess, trying to explain the right hand side of my brain, I guess. And I just had this vision of that particular bookcase. And on top, there were the papers and the passport. That it was really quick. And then I just sort of saw it falling behind. And I never saw, like, I don't remember seeing them fall behind. It was just like, it was telling me that that's where it was. So it was really quick, but yeah, I just knew I had to call my aunt. And as I said, I felt terrible about waking her up at 11:30 at night at this point.
Yes.
She was very gracious.
Of course. I think a lot of times people get confused and they feel like maybe something should be more when it comes to our intuitions or visions than it is, but it really can just be that flicker or that flash.
Yeah. And it was so quick. Like, a second, even if that, like, it was really quick, but I was like, that's what it fell behind the bookcase. So, yep.
Yeah. And Spirit's saying to tell everybody listening right now that this happens when our loved ones come in as well. You get a flicker of a memory with them, maybe a flicker of a scent, a vision of their face, or feeling their presence. This is how they make their presence known too. And Spirit saying to just tell everybody that as we're talking about it, just being a flicker, that second, that dash, it's really how our intuition works. It can be quick, which is why presence, stillness, silence is so needed, because when we're really present with our thoughts, our awareness, our energy, feeling, emotions, we catch those flickers and those quick seconds so much more and so much more quickly than when we're just go, 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 and never really tuning into that daily spiritual practice.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yay. Okay, I'm going to have you go into your next story.
So, Julie, I remember when I think it was when Laura Lynn Jackson was on the show, and you and her were talking about being really specific about certain signs that you can kind of ask for your loved ones. And so I guess I've asked my mom to send me a couple of different signs, but one that I did ask her to send me was a cardinal. And, you know, they're fairly common around here where I am in Halifax. I see them, you know, a little bit. But the night, so one night I just said, "Mom, I'd really like to see a cardinal just to know that you're around." So the next day when I was driving to work, it's about a 20-minute drive, I saw, one or two, I think I saw two cardinals just on the road on the way to work. I thought, oh, yeah, that's quite nice. And then when I got to school, one of the little boys in my class, we had gone outside and we were talking about, we're writing a poem about what we see around us. And, you know, what we hear and, you know, about our senses. And one of the things that he said was the sweet song of the cardinal. So he said that, and I just, like, I didn't cry, but I felt very teary. I was like, okay, Mum, thanks. That's a real nice sign that you are around. And just for it to come from a child in the class was very sweet. And then I guess I got a little bit more specific and I said, you know, I'd actually like to see four cardinals on a branch, which isn't something that you would see very often. And the reason why I chose four is because I have three sisters, my husband and I have two kids. I kind of thought four was a nice number. So for the longest time, I wasn't seeing it. And I was like, oh, maybe that's just too specific. You know, I kind of was, everything was going through my mind. Anyway, over the summer, I met up with my three sisters. We went to Paris, actually, because one sister was living in Germany and I was in Canada and they were in Australia. So we met up and I just said to Mum, it'd be really nice if I could, you know, see four cardinals on a branch or some sort of sign when I'm there. And I didn't see anything. The very last day that I was there, we were in this little shop in a little village in just outside of Paris. Anyway, I saw these earrings. They were really nice and they had like two colorful birds on them. Wasn't thinking much about the signs or whatever. So I ended up buying them. And then I got back to Halifax. It was a couple of months later. And then I had the earrings on my bathroom dresser. And when the two earrings were next to each other, there was like four birds in a row. And I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. That's kind of cool. And, you know, as I said, they were colorful. But when I actually had a look at it, I looked up online and the picture of the cardinals, it actually looked like the female version of the cardinal, which is more colorful because I think it was the male that was just the plain red, whereas the females have the yellows and the other colors in it. And it was sort of like they were on the earrings in a way. So I just thought that was a nice little thing that, you know, I did get that when I was with my sisters, we were all there together, you know, and I saw the four cardinals on the branch there. So I thought that was kind of sweet that I saw that.
Oh, that's adorable. I love that so much.
I still wear the earrings quite a bit. So.
Aww. Yeah. Have you ever listened to the radio where the DJ calls listeners at random? That's what we're going to start to do here, only it's me calling you to give you a free angel reading. Starting now, I'm going to call and bring through messages for one new listener every week. But first, I need your phone number. To sign up, all you have to do is rate this podcast 5 stars and give me your contact info over at theangelmedium.com/gift. Look for my name popping up on your phone and get ready for messages from your angels. Want to watch me make those calls? Follow me on Instagram at Angel Podcast.
And then I guess there's one more story also about birds as well. So in Brisbane, particularly in Australia, it's a type of parrot called a rainbow lorikeet, and they are just the most beautiful birds. They're very colourful. They're just lovely, and I absolutely love them. And so I said, all right, Mum, I want to see a rainbow lorikeet. And it was kind of funny because I was talking to my husband about this, and I said, I've asked Mum to send me a rainbow lorikeet, and he's kind of laughing. He's like, we're in Canada. We're never going to see a rainbow lorikeet. Like, it's just not going to happen. anyway, the next day at school, another little boy in my class, this is a different class because that was this year, that was the other one was last year. But before they go to recess, they go and get their reading books on their desk, and he couldn't find his for some reason. So he went over to the bookcase where there had been some new books that were dropped off. And so he grabbed a book, and on the front cover was a rainbow lorikeet. And it was just totally out of the blue. I had never seen this book before. And anyway, so that was the book that he had on his desk, which I thought was really sweet. And then I've just found that in the last couple of weeks, you know, I'll open up Facebook, and then there's, you know, how they have the profile pictures of people you might know with no mutual friends or anything. It just might be people that you might know. And there was one lady popped up that had the rainbow lorikeet as her profile picture. And then another friend of mine, her daughter had been on a trip to Florida, I think it was, and they had been at a rainforest. It was some sort of bird sanctuary or something. And there was a video of her with all these rainbow lorikeets around her and sitting on her shoulder. So I just thought that was kind of neat.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So is your mom on the other side with an aunt of yours as well? Because I keep seeing the word aunt.
I have not a close aunt, but like my great aunts, she's there with a number of great aunts, but my two grandmothers are there with her as well.
Okay. I want you to know that one of those aunts is very much connected to your energy and your purpose here. I want you to almost kind of see her as a guardian on your spirit team. And I really want you to, if you do any automatic writing, kind of connect in with her. Your mom and her come together from the other side and say that sometimes, can you tell me this, Emily, do you get frustrated? Because do you feel like you're getting the signs, but maybe do you feel like you're not hearing from them as much when you ask a particular question?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yep. Because your mom's sitting here the entire time as you're talking, and I'm like, okay, we'll talk about this. She's like, tell her that just how we were talking about before, right? It's a flicker.
Right.
When that vision comes in, you're asking questions, and she's actually bringing it back around, but it's kind of flickering a little bit. And she wants you to know that you're more intuitive than you think that you are. And if you wanted to develop it more, you could. But you can also just work with her one-on-one to amplify that hearing.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. I would say that you feel a lot. You get a lot of sense of presence. She really wants to turn up that hearing because she says all she needs is for you to believe that you have all of the clairs and that you can.
Okay. That's lovely.
Yeah. She also comes in thanking you so much. I feel like you've done so much for the family in different ways.
Oh, that's lovely.
I feel like you also kind of keep your sisters connected to her memory in different ways. And she just thanks you for everything that you did for her at the end and the ways in which you were there for her. My God, she loves you so incredibly much.
That's lovely. Thanks, Julie.
Yeah. Emily, do you have the sun as well?
I do. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you've been, this is something she's like, maybe we won't go into this totally on the podcast, but I just really want you to know that your son is taken care of. I feel like you've been asking for extra, maybe eyes, ears, protection with him. And your mom just wants you to know that she's got it.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Of course. Emily, thank you so much for being here with me.
Oh, thanks, Julie. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. It was great.
Of course. And keep asking for those signs because she's going to bring you every single thing that you ask for.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Of course. You too, friend. Have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
Friends, your angels asked me to do a little teaching here at the end of each episode in February about manifestation because they say that when it comes to you co-creating within your own life, you're missing a step. that 98% of humanity is missing this step. So they want to give it to you. But first, I want to let you know something. I wish I would have called the Angel Reiki School the Angel Reiki Mediumship School, but that name was too long, right? Friends, the Angel Reiki School is not just a place where you learn Reiki energy healing. In fact, it's really not about learning energy healing at all. The Angel Reiki School is the place where you go to develop your gifts in mediumship, being able to bring through angel messages from the angels to other people, to learn Reiki and other energy healing modalities, and to learn how to, if you want, don't have to. A lot of people come through the Angel Reiki School simply to build out their gifts, to understand their gifts, develop their God-given, unique spiritual gifts to the max. But a lot of people also come through the Angel Reiki School to develop a business of their own and to get that certification so that they know what they're doing when they're working with other people. Friends, an entire new class of the Angel Reiki School begins March 1st online. If you are looking to go through the Angel Reiki School, now is the time. Sign up for a discovery call with me. The link is in the show notes below. I'm going to help you get where you want to be as a healer or with your own unique spiritual gifts in the Angel Reiki School. All right, friends, here is the deal. When it comes to manifestation, Spirit is saying right now, they just keep flooding in this message that 98% of humanity looks to manifest, right? Like they want to manifest something. They know that they want to go in a direction. They get that clarity on that direction. They create the vision board. They see it within their mind. They're visioning it within their mind. And then they stop. That's where their efforts stop. And the angels say there is a huge piece to this puzzle that you are missing. So that piece is when you vision, you have this clarity, I want to do X. You get the vision, you create the vision board, whatnot. It doesn't stop there. That's when we activate our intuition even more. Prayer as well. The angels always say prayer and intuition are really the same thing. They're both forms of communication with the other side. And when you activate that intuition, you're asking God, universe, source, what's the next step for me? What's this first step that I need to take in order to work towards this goal that I have for myself, my life, my family, my career, whatever it may be? And as you pray, you hear something back from the other side. And it's just a first step, all right? And when you hear this first step, what a lot of people do is ask the other side for more signs. We ask for like complete clarity, but it really is this first step that, you know, okay, we pray, we hear this back, do this. That first thing that we're supposed to go do is something that we choose to do or not with our own free will. So if you go act on it and you go do that one thing, what happens? As you're in the energy of actually doing what Spirit asked you to do, you get the next piece of the puzzle. But you cannot get that next piece to the puzzle unless you take the first step. You pray, you hear back, go do this. And you're like hemming and hawing, do I do it? Do I not? Do I do it? Do I not? Go do it. Your angels say, go do it. Because when you do it energetically, it opens you up to the next step after that. And when you take action on that next step, it opens you up to the next step after that. This is what I mean when I say that some people are either crawling, walking, or running with God, universe, source. For some people, it takes them 6 months to get up the courage to go do that one thing that they're hearing back in their prayers. Go do this. It takes them 6 months to have the courage to go do that. For some people, it takes an entire year. For some people, it takes 10 years for them to get the courage to go do that one thing. And then we look around, right? And I'm not blaming or shaming anybody. I'm just trying to give you an example so that the angels can communicate with you better. What happens is then we look around when things aren't happening for us and we go, why? God, why? Why isn't it happening for me? Why aren't things coming through for me? Because you are crawling with God. And sometimes we're not even moving. We're not even taking that first step. There are some people who learn, all right, I'm going to go in this direction. I've got this clarity. I want to write a book. Okay, God, universe, source, I've got the vision. I want to write the book. What's my first step? And the angels come in and say, or God, universe comes in as you're praying and says, go read this other book. Go take this class. Go talk to this person you know. Go send this email. Go ask this question. Go research this. And you go to yourself within your own mind. You go, nope, that's not the answer. And so you delay. There are some people who don't do that. There are some people when they get that prayer within their mind, that answer within their mind, they go, all right, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go read that book. I'm going to go talk to that person. I'm going to go ask that question. I'm going to go send that email. I'm going to go make that phone call. And as soon as they do, they're in a new energy as they're taking the action. And as they're taking the action and they're in this new energy, they get a new piece of information. And they go, okay, God, what do I do now? And God, universe, source goes, go do this. So they go do it. And then they get to that next piece and they go, what do I do now? And they hear back through their prayers, go do this. And so they go do that. Friends, this is where people start running with God, universe, source. So 5 times a day, 10 times a day, 100 times a week, they're following God's directives. They're not hemming and hawing. They're just following the loving, positive messages that they're receiving through their prayers, through their intuition. And so when I look at the energy of a person who goes, Julie, why isn't it happening for me? Versus other people who are running with spirit, what you're seeing is actually a mathematical number of these are how many directives one person has gotten from God, universe, source that they've followed through on. And this other person over here has followed through on 5,000 within 1 year, whereas another person is waiting to take action on one. And again, friends, I'm not blaming, shaming, trying to create a negative energy within you at all. I'm trying to show you what happens when you're living a spiritual life and running with spirit. So I know this is a long enough intro. Listen to it a couple of times. I'm only going to leave it up in February. And I want you to pause right now and I want you to tune in and I want you to pray. And I want you to say, God, universe, source, what's my goal? Where am I going? And once you have clarity on that, ask, what's the first thing I need to take action on? What's the first thing I need to do? Go do that, friends. That is going to help you run with your angels. And it is going to take you to living a life far beyond your wildest dreams. You're going to be shocked. And I want you to write into me and I want you to let me know when you start to see a difference in your life because you're following this method. I love you so much, friends. Have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day. And I'll see you back here this week. Love you.